Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests, advertisers, or even its viewers. The information contained in this program is not to be construed as medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show. Good afternoon, Patriots.
Boom.
And welcome back to another episode of Occam's Razor. Sorry, I was had something in my throat there. The boom was not nearly as forceful as it normally is. Listen, guys, I'm glad you're here. We've got a lot to talk about. Obviously, last Thursday, we got cut off because of the hurricane, so Abe and I have a ton of interesting news we're set to bring you. Do me a favor, don't forget to like and share the broadcast. Please, please, it's free. Hit the plus sign, hit that red pill, drop some hearts over there on Getter. Leave a comment, chat with your people. Everybody here is here for one thing and one thing only, and that's to hold the deep state corrupt administration of Joe Biden and the New World Order accountable for the crimes they've committed against the people of planet Earth. Go ahead and refresh. Tell everybody to refresh if it's not working. Congratulations to Matt1776 and his beautiful family for making it down here to sunny Florida just on the tail end of Hurricane Ian. He says, cheers from the Sunshine State. Strong are the vibes of freedom here. And Bitchtoria says, everyone needs a snack. Matt says, something to wash it down with, Bitchtoria. All right, do me a favor. Sit back, relax, grab your popcorn, because Abe and I will be right back after this. Oh, and here we are. Oh, that's not correct. Hold on just a second. Let me make the view correct. There we go. We've got the view. It's proper. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us. And please join me in welcoming once again my co-host on this and every Thursday, Al Keelan, Uncensored Abe himself. Abe, how are you today, sir?
Trying to unmute. How you guys doing? It is it is another Thursday. It is the 6th of October. It is our first Red October Day, and it's the first day after global warming attacked Florida. has Florida survived the attack from global warming?
Florida has absolutely survived the global warming attack. And I know that Amy Klobuchar said that if you vote Democrat, hurricanes are going to stop. But something tells me that she's using flawed logic there. MB Gloss says, hold the line, Patriots. It's coming. It absolutely is coming. And Abe, I want to open the show today by discussing a little bit the arrest of Eugene Yu and the indictment of Connick for their usage of Chinese infrastructure to house the personal identifying information of American citizens on a server in China. How ironic that the New York Times writes a cover story attacking True the Vote and people like us for attending the pit, saying that we are election deniers and we're making baseless accusations against Eugene and Connick, and the evidence is thin at best. And then less than 24 hours, the L.A. district attorney announces an indictment and the arrest of Eugene Yu. I couldn't believe it. OK, so here's what I want to know. Do you think that the New York Times, through the communication with Eugene and Connick, do you think they were aware that this arrest and indictment was coming and they wrote the article as cover, or that it's just an incredible coincidence that they wrote the article trying to denigrate people like us, and then 24 hours later, Eugene is in handcuffs at the Meridian Township Police Department, which is pretty nice by all accounts.
I see a lot of people not just wanting to just enjoy the news, but wanting to find meaning in it. And I'm just over here going, thank you.
Yeah.
Also, can we talk about the Department of Defense contracts with Connick that are the major part of what I believe to be the biggest problem here? beyond everything else, the CISA was clearly aware. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Republicans and Democrats were well aware. The Department of Defense has nothing to do with domestic policy, yet they have a contract with Connick for election systems, not just in America, but all around the world. So I guess my question would be, is there any really legitimate democracy or constitutional republic or any kind of election system anywhere in the world? I see the focus, rightfully so, obviously, being here right now and on Connick and on Eugene Yu. But the news and the story that came out from the Pit Bro was not just Connick and China and servers in China.
Oh, no.
It's much bigger, bro. Okay. And so, well,
let me counterpoint that. Let me tell you what I see. So, you know, as we were saying before the show, you know, justice and the path to justice takes many winding roads. There are a number of different paths, roadways, you know, dirt tracks that lead to the same destination. And so people continually, in their own minds, conceptualize what justice and what that path looks like. And if it doesn't happen in the manner in which or the order in which they believe it should or they've already envisioned it to be, that's when people start getting a little bit antsy, okay? And they start questioning, you know, what are we doing here? Why isn't it happening in this way? Well, at the end of the day, we don't know what's coming next. I see the arrest of Eugene Yu and the indictment of the activities of Connick as not the end, Abe, not the end. This is merely the beginning. They have only just opened the door. All right. And so
we've only just begun.
Yeah, we've only just begun to indict. And so there will be more. Okay. The crimes of Connick don't end with their activities in Los Angeles County. All that does is prove that the crimes of Connick extend far and wide all over this nation and probably all over the world, anywhere that poll chief was used. And so here's my point. Final point. Okay. This is not the time to be disappointed about anything. This is not the time to really be upset that we're not seeing those other crimes yet, because, you know, just because we haven't seen them doesn't mean that they're not coming. I think that this right here proves that Connick was engaged in activity that was clearly against the law. And we've got the door open now in regards to poll chiefs specifically. But if they were holding servers with this information in China, is it reasonable to believe that the other sensitive data that they had, perhaps for the Department of Defense, was also housed on those servers in China? So now what does the FBI look like? Egg on the face, in the same way the New York Times did. FBI didn't want to act on this. This is a federal charges that Connick could be receiving. There are also the county level charges in Los Angeles County. And they have now been charged with this, and there should be more charges that will be coming. And this is definitely going to extend far beyond Los Angeles County. It's going to extend across the entirety of the United States, and I think it's going to have to roll up to the federal government. People are going to be asking questions about it. Because if they don't, if they ignore the other more serious crimes that Connick was involved in, then that right there is against the law itself. And so I think that if the FBI wants to retain any of the integrity that they allege to possess, then further charges are going to have to come. But I want everybody to savor the moment, you guys. You know, like, enjoy it. Enjoy
it. Let me ask you, bro. Let me ask you. So, you know, he's based in Michigan. And the, as far as I understand, the company is based out of Michigan. There's there's really no financial or contract ties to LA. Why? How? LA? What?
Why
everyone's asking about Gascon, right? But why? Why was this filed in LA? And I understand, like, if there's proof of criminality, the DA has no choice but to say, look, there's a contract violation here. I can't ignore this. I have to file it. So Gascon less matters to me, but LA in general, any thoughts on that?
Absolutely. Okay, so Connick had a $2.9 million contract in LA. So think about it this way. Connick breaches the contract, okay? Who lives in LA? Mostly Democrats, right? Okay, so whose information was breached? Mostly Democrats, all right? You got probably tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of LA residents whose personal identifying information was handed over to China. So if Gascon does not act, then it's even worse than allowing criminals and rapists and pedophiles back out onto the street.
Which he does every day. So yeah, that's why I'm still kind of semi-shocked.
I have a point.
There is a contract in LA. And as we learned, there was several other cities that have contracts. So
many.
Am I to make the assumption that there may be more to come?
I believe there will be. Now, I can say one thing, okay? I do have a little bit of inside information about this that I can't exactly share yet. Let me say this. So how many people do you think live in LA? Like, what is the land mass of Los Angeles County? I don't know exactly.
16 million.
It's big though, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of room to cover.
It's a lot.
Gascon is the district attorney. Does Gascon have other employees, other assistant district attorneys that work for him?
Indeed.
Okay. Is it reasonable to think that perhaps any number of them could have spearheaded the case against Connick and then brought it to Gascon and said, hey, guess what? I have these people dead to rights. Either we make the announcement or who knows what happens.
Well, there's not only dead to rights in LA. There's a lot of cities around the country, to be completely honest, around the world, that are probably looking at this very intently, wondering, wait a minute, I keep being told that these conspiracy theorists have really no idea what they're talking about and everything that they say is wrong. I've been hearing for a while now about this, the PIT and this True the Vote. In fact, even President Trump highlighted Katherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips in True the Vote. I believe it was the day before yesterday. I understand how many Anons are looking at this as timing. I don't see this as necessarily timing. I see this as a string of legal events. After Greg had talked about and Catherine had talked about very specifically being rejected by the FBI and feeling like they were cornered into, you know, bringing people like you and I into a room to tell us these things so that we could bring it to our audience. And I see a lot of Anons saying, hey, did you see I wrote this? And hey, did you hear about this? All of us were given this information to disseminate to all of you, and all of you were tasked with telling as many people as possible. This system, the way that we are working together with people who don't necessarily agree with Q, who don't necessarily agree with this or that, the team in general is being pulled together from many different directions with General Flynn's people, with Clay Clark, with Greg. I'm glad to see us working together, bro, because the Tea Party in 2008, 2009, 2010, the biggest thing that tore us apart was from the inside. It was all about the Benjamins. It was all about money, government contracts, and other things. We're working really good together, bro, and I'm really heartened to see, right, Yeah. All of us just forget about personalities, forget about everything else. We're all working together and we're getting the information out there, and it's great to see.
So with regard to timing, personally, I think that it was important that this investigation was made public and the charges were made public before the midterms, because it puts more attention on the midterms. I can't say anything as to a larger plan of the timing of that. I mean, I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's God's timing, and I'm comfortable leaving it there. But also with regards to other aspects of it, you know, I mean, with it being a God moment, it's very possible that, you know, there were inexplicable outside influences that allowed for it to happen right now. I think that the fact that it happened right before the midterms really puts a lot of attention on it and the need for the security of our elections. Now, it's also worth mentioning that LA County and the DA's office there has their own Bureau of Investigation, probably because of the size and, you know, the nature of the city. So the FBI didn't want to do anything about it. It was reasonable to go to perhaps the next largest jurisdiction within the group that Connick was servicing and bring the case to them, to the larger staff at the LA County District's Attorney's Office, and make an unimpeachable case. So now that the crime had been exposed to that local jurisdiction and it was made obvious that the FBI didn't want to do it, Gascon already under fire. He wants to get reelected. Okay. And if he does not act on the information that's brought to him, that's a crime. If he doesn't act to safeguard the information of millions of Democrat voters in LA, that's going to be something that people are going to be pissed off about and they're not going to want to vote for him again. But now, as a result of this being made public, I really do think that it's going to allow a lot of other investigations to blossom. And anything specific that I can bring you guys, I definitely will.
It was hilarious because I was watching as Patel Patriot. Congratulations to John for getting the kind of the inside scoop on this and making sure everybody got this out there, which is very important. Number one, he doesn't care who gets the credit, just that it got out there. I'm live. Like 20 minutes into my show yesterday, staring at the website, and everyone goes, I can't, the website's down. This news broke so fast and so hard that they crashed the server in LA, bro.
I know.
So it is, you know, it's huge news, and bigger picture wise, right? There's something much bigger happening in our country right now. And it's great to see. And it's great to see that, let me just put it this way. All of our sacrifice that we have been through for the past 5 years, you have been through a lot. All of us have been through a lot. It's step one. It's in the bigger picture. It's step one. And I'm glad to see it. And I'm grateful for Catherine. I know that, I mean, let's be real here. I took Connick's letter, Eugene's letter to Catherine as a direct threat.
Oh yeah, definitely.
If that was my wife, I would have been freaking pissed, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That looked like a direct threat to me. So, and then you have them suing, trying to play legal games with them.
Yeah.
You know, the same old bullshit that they always play. And yet and still, this guy got arrested. So, well, I'm very hopeful for the future, bro. It's good to see.
All of that is going to go nowhere. They are not going to be able to prove any case in court, because the claim is that True the Vote and other individuals were making libelous and defamatory accusations against Connick and Eugene Yu. And now that he's been indicted and arrested, oops, it turns out that it wasn't libelous or defamatory. It was objective fact. So now the only thing we have to wait for is for that case to get dropped. And that's it. And of course, Eugene Yu and Connick were attempting to intimidate Catherine and True the Vote. They wanted them to drop this before they had to go to the legal route. Of course, that's, you know, what they always do. They intimidate, they threaten. If that doesn't work, then they go ahead and try the legal route. You know, we're seeing it right now happen with Dominion and Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell. But, you know, there is so much more to come. And you're right. It does feel like the slings and arrows that we've taken over the course of these last few years really have been worth it. You know, I often think about the mentality that's required to do this work, because oftentimes it is thankless. Oftentimes it does feel like there's no reward, because we feel like we're just spinning our wheels. You know, but my life has already been incredibly difficult. And I know that a lot of other people out there have had a tough time for decades. You know, I mean, just having this knowledge, having the awareness of what's going on, not being able to do anything about it. Well, my friends, finally, after a lifetime of perseverance, we are really doing something about this. And we stand on the cusp of greatness here in America, truly making America great again. And we have a massive opportunity coming up in just 1 month with the midterm elections. You guys have the opportunity to take part in a number of different ways, and I urge you all to make sure you do, okay? Besides just being on the internet and sharing information, make sure that in your personal life you are sharing information. Make sure that in your personal life you are actually volunteering or doing something in your community, because it's not enough for us to just be internet anons at this point. We are America, and we have to become that power structure that is currently trying to destroy our nation. We need to supplant them, and we need to take over, and we're about to. I truly believe we're about to.
It's obvious to me, considering where we were. I mean, you know, I became active in this in 2007, 2008, Tea Party's time. So this has been long waiting to finally have people understand just the basic truth. We don't have legitimate, we don't have elections in this country. We have selections.
Right, right.
And it is, so for me, I'm just, people are actually talking about election integrity and not looking at me like I'm insane. All right, cool. I'm happy with where we're going from there. Then if you double down on that and say where we were in 2015 to where we are now, I mean, it is exponentially different. And the people of this country in my opinion, finally, no offense to anyone out there, but are finally looking past the politics and saying there's something much bigger that's important here.
Yeah.
And it is obvious to everybody out there, I think. And that's why all of these events have been so special. That's why meeting everybody that we've met as part of this movement has been so special. And then obviously, you know, for me personally, this community and your community specifically has lifted me up in a way that is something that I'll never forget in my life. It's in some ways changed my life in return for the little that we have done to affect others, man. And it should be looked at in that perspective, in my opinion, by all of you out there, all of your chat, all of your audience. I'm personalizing this like I often do, but you should also personalize it and give yourself a second to just enjoy, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Let me see. Okay. And so I want to move on. I want to move on because we have a couple of really incredible stories that I want to get to. Did you see Biden's appearance in Florida, in hurricane-stricken Florida, and what happened, Abe? He got caught on a hot mic.
I admit, I kind of saw some of that stuff. I mean, I got to be honest. I would not test Joe in his organized crime skills. I'll be completely and totally honest with you. I would not make fun of Joe Biden in his organized crime. I'm telling you right freaking now, dude. The guy may be freaking insane, but if you tell him that he's not a big badass crime guy boss, he may get very upset. So I just be careful. Joe, he may not know where he's at in any given second, and he may not know how to walk off a stage, but he's one of the best crime bosses that ever lived.
Yes, that's absolutely true. Joe Biden has been running a criminal empire in America, and the statement he made on a hot mic, he said, pardon my French, no one fucks with a Biden, okay? And to me, that perfectly sums up the attitude that Joe Biden and the criminal elites in America have. They feel they're untouchable. For years and decades, they have been able to act with complete impunity, doing whatever it is they want, knowing that they have the protection of corrupt organizations such as the FBI, such as the DOJ. They can do and say whatever they want, and no one is going to F with them. So this was a stunning admission from someone who oftentimes doesn't know who he is, where he's at, who his wife is, if she's 12, if she's 65. Joe Biden is generally confused, but he remembers the life of crime that he has lived and the criminal empire that he has overseen. Let's take a listen. It's quiet, so let me just turn up the audio here because I want you guys to be able to hear it. We're going to punch it up to 8 decibels. Let's go ahead and... No one F's with a Biden. It's insane to me because it's in these quiet moments, Abe, when they think no one's listening, that they say what's really in their heart. You know, it's akin to that moment when. Medvedev? Was that his name? When he was talking with Barack Obama and he was saying, hey, I got more leeway after the midterms, so let me act tough until then, and then we'll go ahead and make it happen for you. And he's like, I'll tell Vladimir. We'll make sure that everything's smoothed over.
I will spread the message to Vladimir. Yeah, yes, exactly.
Yes.
I gotta be honest, man. The Biden family in general, you probably don't want to fuck with them.
No, it's true. It's true. They will kill you.
The guy figured out a way to become president without even trying. All right. While living in his basement, while his son is out, like, you know, fucking crack whore that he can find. I mean, you got to give the guy some kind of respect, I guess. He's figured out a way to do something. But more importantly, who Anons are our Anon friends still out there? Who's the guy he was talking to? And does that guy have any kind of business interest in Florida? Or is there, I'm curious. I don't know. I'm just the guy he was talking to. Why would he say something like that to somebody in general? And it seemed like as if Biden was saying, hey, I got your problem solved for you, buddy. You just talk to the big guy. I'll take care of it for you. You know what I'm saying? I got you, buddy. So, and so I'm kind of wanting the Anons to dig a little more deeper on this topic, actually, bro.
I agree. I don't know who that guy is. And, you know, here's the thing. It honestly wouldn't surprise me if Joe Biden went around talking like that every time he thinks the microphone's off. You know, I mean, think about, you know, he's the big guy. He's the chairman. You know, I mean, like the ego on this guy and the hubris, just believing that he is untouchable, that he can do no wrong and he will never get caught. But here's the thing. You know, OPEC just fucked with Biden. Okay. And did not give a win to America. Joe Biden, presiding over the largest deposit of energy in the world, refuses to tap into it, is literally attempting to price gouge every single American out of driving a gasoline-powered vehicle.
Oh, he's not attempting. He's flat out doing it.
He's doing it. He's flat out.
The energy policy of this administration from the start, exactly the day he took office, was meant to cause this.
Yeah. So, no, you're true. It's true. You're absolutely right. And so it's a little bit comical to watch him kneel down before the OPEC nations in Saudi Arabia and beg for them to pump more gas out of the ground, more crude oil to create the gas out of the ground. And, you know, it's times like this that I'm really a little bit confused. You know, what is the end game here? Why are they doing this? Is this all theater right here, Abe? Does he know that he's going to go to OPEC? He's going to go to the oil producing nations, ask them to produce more oil. They're not going to do it because they're getting paid hand over fist. Okay. It's like going to somebody who is literally a multimillionaire every single day making millions of dollars and saying to them, please do me a favor, you know, cut your income in half. Like, get out of here. You know?
It's purposeful, bro. I know you're asking somewhat facetiously, but this is what the Democrats do. If you don't accept their policy solutions, if you don't accept what they want you to do, they'll just twist your freaking arm a little bit. And here's how they twist your arm: with $7 gas. Yep. This has been purposeful from the beginning. President Trump and his administration put policies in place to make it easier for America to be energy independent and to export as much energy as absolutely possible. Because, well, why? We could almost supply Europe with energy if they would allow us a way to get it across the pond. But no, we don't build ports. We don't build more refining plants. We don't take advantage of our natural gas resources. What we do in America is we make it absolutely as hard as possible for innovation, for companies, for anybody to make a dollar here in America. That way, other countries can, you know, lift up their people and make it easier for their people to get ahead and catch up with America, because obviously we're so well off here that we need to suffer a little more so that other people in the country and in the world can get a leg up. It makes no freaking sense, bro.
No.
None of these policies ever from the Democrats make sense. If you look at them from a problem, action, solution standpoint, it never makes sense. It's all about the policy first, irregardless, there's that word again, regardless of the outcome or the consequences for their policies. It's ridiculous. There's no reason why we should be even more energy independent, exporting more of our energy across everywhere around the world. And there's no and the reason why we're having this problem right now is because you can't prove global warming with statistics, math, any kind of brain whatsoever, so you have to manufacture it by garbage energy policy and having hurricanes come and blaming the hurricane on global warming and a bunch of other crap, dude. It is clown world 101, and the vast majority of America and the world are finally seeing right through their garbage.
Absolutely. Listen, guys, we got to take a break for the second half of the show. We're going to be right back after this. All right, welcome back. Thank you for sticking around. So one important thing that I always like to remember, well, two things, pardon me. First of all, whenever the average everyday American looks at the actions of the Democrats or the criminal elite and they say, you know, why in the hell would they do that? Because, you know, I'm a reasonably intelligent person. I can look at the consequences of that policy and it makes no sense. First thing I like to remember.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Is that there is no logic to what they're doing, okay? Whatever the expected outcome would be when it's negative, and it seems like something that boggles the mind, why would they do that?
Logic is a word liberals read in a book one day in college and forgot the meaning. Go ahead, favorite statement of all time.
So you will never be able to fully understand unless you remember Occam's razor, which is that the simplest conclusion is generally the correct one. And when it seems like the policies they implement are designed to destroy America, there's your answer. I mean, that's it in its entirety. And let's take a look. The next story is also about Joe Biden because it follows the subject matter that we're talking about. Joe posted this tone-deaf picture on Twitter. It actually wasn't him, of course. You know, this was one of his aides or something like that, whoever is running his Twitter account. But it's a picture of him in his 67 Corvette Stingray, I think it is, okay? You know, Joe Biden's been trotting this car around for a long time. It's got some pretty incredible modifications that he's done to it. And he says, "Get in, folks. We're building a better America." And any logical person can look at this photo of him on his palatial estate, his ranch. That barn is bigger than my home and probably several homes. Then you've got the servants' quarters, and then you've probably got the main house, and then you've probably also got the beach house, which is just a little bit further away. Now, a normal person looks at this and says, you know, what the hell? You know, how could anybody post this in today's economy, okay, $7-$8 gallon of gas, Taking a look at the retail chart since Joe Biden took power, okay, right here, this is the point at which Joe Biden is selected and ordained in Washington, D.C. And today, our prices that we're paying are up here. And now, this is where we are right now, only because they have artificially lowered the cost of gasoline, thinking that people are too stupid to realize the manipulation that's happening before their face, because the Democrats think that if they give us just a little bit, then that'll be enough to put people in the ballot boxes and give the Democrats what they want, which is continued power. But as you stated earlier, Abe, things are vastly different today. Okay, the awareness level of people here in America, their ability to see through bullshit, is on another level. Okay, and I don't think the Democrats really have evolved to the point where they understand that. Yes, I think that oftentimes their policies are designed to destroy America, but I don't think that it's simply that they're trying to put that idea in people's heads. You know, yes, it's happening. Okay, I think people can put two and two together. Democrat policies destroy America. So what does that mean? You shouldn't support Democrats. You can't support the Democrat policies. But I think that they really do want to destroy America, because what do they want? They want America to not exist. They want a one world government. They want to hand over sovereignty. They want to hand over power. And then at that point, you know, they're going to be rewarded by their overlords, and they're going to stay rich. They will always be that way.
Absolutely. A beautiful car, number one. Yeah, I mean, sure. I'm guessing there's probably a message behind that, that he got that from somebody, probably Robert Mueller or something, you know, for payback for some other cover up, or I don't know. So, I mean, I guarantee you, because that's how these guys do these things. They send messages with cars like that and stuff like that. You know, with the forcing of, I just saw someone in chat steal my thunder, with the forcing of electric cars and the gas guzzlers, you know, people rip on me because I drive a truck that gets 8 miles a gallon from 1998. Yeah. And they're like, why you keep this truck going? It's got bumps in it everywhere and paint doesn't match and piece of shit. Look at my $60,000 Lightning. It's a beautiful truck, man. I like my truck. I don't care about gas mileage. I ain't so much concerned about that. I it sucks that I got to pay for premium gas to put in the damn thing. But I got to tell you, that's a beautiful car, number one. Number two, kind of a hypocrite. I mean, shouldn't he be driving a Tesla or something?
You would think so. You would think so. And the people in the comments, this is the best part. You know, I was showing that meme on screen here initially, okay? This picture is perfect. I put it in front of a nuclear mushroom cloud on the card today, but a lot of other memers using it to just make some brilliant things. Here is Joe in front of a Chevron station with $7.30 gas. Here is another one, building back better, with Joe Biden's car on cinder blocks, because nobody's going to be able to drive at the prices that we have. And you go through, the Twitter replies, and the memes are just so great. We've got Kim Jong-un, I will destroy America. Ayatollah Khomeini, no, I will destroy America. Joe Biden, I beat you to it. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And you know, this is the sentiment of people all over the Twitter sphere. America, take 50% off your entire net worth, Banana Republic.
The meme of the day should be this is my payment for kickbacks from China, or, you know, something that's the truth of it. That's probably exactly what it is. Actually, it's, you know, he's shoving it right in the face of everybody.
And the tone deaf nature of the Democrats. Look at this one. Joe Biden, MAGA tears, like, you know, that everybody's crying. It's not just MAGA Republicans that are crying about the state of the nation. This one is completely, completely out of touch with reality. It's so much nicer to have a president who knows how to run a government than one who wants to overthrow it. And that was President Trump. Like, that's the great irony. President Trump knew how to run a government. President Trump knew how to run a country. Joe Biden is a feckless career politician who is currently in the process of overthrowing it. And the big guy from Hunter Biden's laptop. Did you happen to see the new interview with Tony Bobulinski the other day?
I'm glad that that there's more attention being brought to Bobulinski and Biden and his son and the crime family and his brother and everything else. Finally, I mean, the side of it, of course, that isn't surprising. I think it's kind of getting very frustrating for everyone from Greg and Catherine to you and I to pretty much everyone else out there is what is the purpose of the FBI?
It's protection of the ruling class.
I was told that the FBI was there to investigate, you know, high level criminal activity from people like, I don't know, Joe Biden, crime bosses who use, you know, power, money, influence, and everything else they can find to destroy and make people do things that they don't want to do. I'm glad Bobulinski's back in the news. It was a long interview. It was a lot of good information, but the summary that I heard is once again the FBI is not doing their freaking job, man.
That was it. That to me it was the important part. Okay, they said Tim Tebow's name. They directly connected his cover up and employment at the FBI to this case. It's been connected.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because don't forget the whole counterintelligence division of the FBI has been fired.
Yeah.
Tebow has been in the news for a long time. And also, this guy is a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. I just say that from a very personal level. This guy is a piece of shit. So, you know, I'm trying to stay optimistic that the FBI in general is not what the media and everyone is making them out to be. I'm trying to stay focused and say, okay, these are specific people that are causing these issues. And these people are career FBI guys who have worked their way up to the top. If you listen to Sam Faddis with Greg, if you haven't seen that, number one, Sam Faddis, I respect immensely. The guy has shaped my worldview in many different ways from his perspective. It gives you more insight into the idea that the FBI isn't necessarily a law enforcement group anymore. They're more of an intelligence gathering group. So there's so many angles to the Bobulinski thing that I'm trying to still process, and none of them are anything that Tucker talked about. I got to be complete. None of the stuff that they talked about with Tucker actually matters to me. It's the other stuff that is kind of hidden underneath the narrative that I'm interested in.
Well, for me, putting Tony Bobulinski front and center and having people start asking questions and perhaps going and starting to look into the story, even if Tucker Carlson doesn't say it. You know, Tucker Carlson is a limited hangout. I've said that so many times. You know, I enjoy Tucker. I think Tucker's heart is in the right place, but he can only do and say so much because he works at Faux News. You know, I mean, Paul Ryan still works there. They are going to, they're going to get some of the story out, but they're not going to get all the story out. So I want people to watch Tucker Carlson and then say, you know what? I want to know more. And then they're going to go out and they're going to go to places like you and I and all of these other alternative journalists.
Every Thursday, 1 Eastern, 12 Central, you can find out what's really behind the story. And what's really behind the story is, number one, Bobulinski has direct access to the oil and gas deals, the energy deals that Hunter facilitated with China through Ukraine. Nobody seems to want to talk about, everyone wants to talk about nuclear war. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to talk about Russia, Russia, Russia. Let's send more money to Ukraine. All of these shiny objects. But the story about Ukraine is a state sponsor of the United States, along with like North Korea and a bunch of other places around the world that are basically like, you know, controlled by assets within the U.S. government to be used to manipulate policy around the world and in America, however they need to. So, you know, the bigger picture of Bobulinski beyond Tucker is the energy deals, is the kickbacks, is, you know, Bobulinski goes on Fox News, and what does Joe Biden do? He puts a picture of his kickback from China. One of the, so yep. That's kind of how I see the bigger picture here, and I hope that more people look deeper into Bobulinski and not just the what they heard from that, because his story is very important and very impressive, to be honest.
It should, by all rights, it should have stopped a Biden campaign dead in its tracks. It should have led to arrests and indictments of every single member of the Biden family, and it should have proven to the American public that the power and influence of the elite is what really runs this country. And the connections they make with foreign nations and the information they give selling out our nation is what continues to feed that. America is being helmed by that global criminal cabal that does not have the best interests of our citizens at heart. And this is why it's so important for us to be involved and for us to be a part of the process. And, you know, it's even more important, you guys, for us to support JR right now. Not only him, but all of the America First candidates. The AP, the defamatory AP article that was written about him and the coordinated hit plan that was put out has done damage to him. Okay. You know, I mean, it's because there are certain people who are only going to see that. We need to make sure that the world knows that JR is a true American patriot. He's still going to win, but he's going to have to undo that damage that the AP and the fake news media has put into the minds of those low information voters who look to Yahoo News and other places to get their information. JR deserves our support. It takes a lot of courage to quit your job and go out on the campaign trail and devote your entire life to saving this nation. Many people would not have done it. And he has, and they have attempted to make him pay the price. But they're the ones who are going to pay the price in the end, because JR is going to win in November. So many other MAGA candidates are going to win in November. And we're going to retake this government. And we're going to make these people pay, because we're going to bring about justice and accountability. Over and over and over again, we keep seeing the same thing. The elites, they do whatever they want. They commit all the crimes they possibly can. They line their pockets. They siphon off all the wealth from the people of this country, and they keep doing it. Rinse, wash, repeat, over and over and over again. And we can't allow that to happen. Now, the reason I am so confident about this, and this goes back to the policies of the Democrats, you take a look at somebody like Cori Bush. Now, she is very radical, okay? But I think it's not an argument that the most radical elements of the Democrat Party are now the face of the Democrat Party. It is their influence that is leading the policies that they're implementing all over the nation. Now, Nancy Pelosi was on Stephen Colbert the other night, and she said that as soon as the 2020 election was over, they began organizing, they began putting boots on the ground, they began injecting money into races all over this country, because they knew that they were going to have to work overtime to overcome what happened in 2020, because that pissed off a lot of people and it activated a lot of people. But the policies of the Democrats, such as Cori Bush continuing to want to defund the police, what does that lead to? That leads to more crime, that leads to more violence, that leads to more misery, lower quality of life for people, and truthfully, I believe it makes them less likely to vote for Democrats. As another example, take a look at Chicago. What happens in Chicago? It's a freaking war zone. Every weekend, you're counting double-digit shootings and murders. And the leadership in Chicago, the mayor, Beetlejuice, okay, she's a clown. Like you said, clown world earlier. Like, she is peak clown world. She's constantly making herself a joke and refusing to address the issues that are affecting the people of Chicago. This, to me, is a good thing for the type of conservative and sane policies we want to see here in America. But the only way that's going to happen is if each and every one of us does our part, too.
I mean... Democrat mayors all around the country have implemented policies of catch and release. And I'm not talking about illegals. I'm talking about there's 100 shootings in Chicago one weekend. 25 people get murdered. That means that there's 75 people who shot somebody in Chicago who are back on the street, because if you didn't kill the person, you don't stay in jail. You get released. It's this isn't rocket science. It's absolutely clown world. And Prickster, as he's well known, is nothing but a puppet for the mob. I mean, so again, you have. I mean, let me be honest. These people are not in control of the policies in here in Illinois. They're not in control of the policies of what's happening in Chicago. Beetlejuice is just walking around going, I don't know what's might as well be Biden. She has no clue what's actually happening. Mm-hmm. The aldermen, the whole power structure that are behind Chicago are the ones that control Chicago, and it's sad to watch, bro. We talked a little bit about Detroit and the downfall of Detroit. You've seen Baltimore be a test case for it. Look at what's happening in San Francisco. I mean, it's sad to watch, man, because, you know, our world doesn't have to be this way. We forget about the politics side of it. Just simple common sense policy solutions can solve these things with a snap of a freaking finger. You got police officers who are quitting, lifetime police officers who are quitting the force because they are sick and tired of trying to fight the mayor's office. And why? Because the mayor's like, I got no control. You think I can make a change to this policy? Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, again, man, it's crazy to watch because it doesn't have to be this way. The future of our world, I wholeheartedly believe, the future of our world no longer has this equation in what happens. It's going to be, you believe in collectivism, I believe in individualism, let's find a way to solve the solution, find a solution and work together and get back to that. We're going to go back to that, but in the meantime, what got us here is so important, and I hope we don't lose sight of that, because what got us here is globalist and every country around the world, including Russia and China. Mm-hmm. Geez, I hope China and Russia are not our friends.
Right.
Please, why do we keep elevating platforms that talk about Russia and China and Putin and Xi as if they are our friends? They are not our friends. Stop elevating this message. This is not helping anything. Anyway, sorry, as I tangent. Go ahead. I mean,
the
bigger picture, again, is they don't have control over these policies. These policies are meant from a Marxist, big picture level to destroy. Mm-hmm. And sooner or later, we're not going to have this in the equation anymore, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so the destruction of America is what leads to the government being forced to step in and finally do something. Only at that point, it will be with a very heavy hand, and it will be to implement communism. Now, one of the Democrats' main plans, okay, and you mentioned globalism, you know, the forced migration, the allowing people to just stream across the border, like as an example. So, when Joe Biden took office, we had this huge surge of unaccompanied minor children that came across the border. In October, before the election, we had under 2,000 that came over. In April, right after Joe Biden took office, there was almost 21,000 unaccompanied minor children. Now, that is happening as a result of people, you know, trying to set up shop here, people trying to traffic children. Clearly, there is an appetite for child trafficking among the elite. But the symptom here is a result of the Democrats sending out a signal to the Latin world to tell them to come here. They want illegals to come here because they're hoping that they can turn them into Democrat voters. And Texas is a Republican state, but there have been a lot of illegals, a lot of people coming over from the Latin world and setting up shop there. And I bring this up because we have this race down there, Republican Maya Flores. She is a Hispanic. She's running for Congress. This was a plus 35 Democrat district, okay? Overwhelmingly, people always supporting Democrats because they were Mexican and South American and Central American voters who had emigrated here because they didn't want to live in a third world nation anymore, right, Abe? They wanted to move to the first world, to America, where self-determination is supposed to be the order of the day, where you can make anything of yourself, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, start a business. You don't have to worry about the government infringing upon your rights or your freedom to make money and support your family. Only all of that has changed. All of that is different now. The Democrats, the Democrats have now pushed the Latino voters out of the Democrat voting box and into the Republican corner, because the Latinos realize that if they continue to support Democrats, then America will become a third world nation. And that which they sought to escape is going to end up on their doorstep.
Can we focus on this for a second, please? This is really driving me nuts, bro.
Okay.
Look, I respect everybody who has a Substack, every perspective. I appreciate the amount of effort that goes into the things that people do to write stuff. President Xi and Putin are actively contributing to the downfall of America. If you do not look at the world perspective and understand that Xi, China, the CCP, and Putin do not give a flying F about you, any American. They are not actively trying to help America. They are not trying to take down the World Economic Forum. If you, please, if you get one thing from anything I have ever freaking said, besides Mueller's a garbage piece of shit, please, Xi, China, and Putin are not trying to help you. Please. Stop with this garbage. Stop. It is not real. This needs to stop. So, okay, I'm just going to leave it there. And because I'm just going to get frustrated with this, because it is not helping anybody to look at this as if China and Putin and all of these people are trying to help us, bro. All they're doing is actively trying to contribute to causing more problems here in America. And you have active propagandists here in America who are helping them. Yes. We need to address this once and for all. And you, if you don't understand who your enemy is and can't identify them, I don't know how to help you.
So the simplest way that I can put it is that the leaders of every nation on planet Earth want their nation to be the most powerful, the most prosperous, the number one. If they're not advocating for the needs and the wants of their own citizens, then what the hell are they doing there? Joe Biden is a firm example of that. So at times, the desires and goals of one nation may align with another. Certainly, nations will enter into treaties and they'll have alignments. Looks like, you know, obviously Russia and China are aligned on a fair number of things. But even among Russia and China, one of them wants to be the boss of the other one. OK, and the United States has been that global boss for a very long time. And right now,
read and understand what China's objective is with One Belt, One Road.
Sure.
Biden helped initiate it. Mm-hmm. Biden told you all about One Belt, One Road. Putin's just like, how can I profit off of this? How can I get more oil to be more expensive? I mean, give me a break here, bro.
I think it's driving me nuts,
because I respect our audience and I respect the people who are out there. But if you do not stop your confirmation bias with loving Putin and rooting on for Putin, you're going to miss something very big happening here locally in America. And I wish people would finally open up their perspective and not continue with the confirmation bias with Xi and Putin.
So, you know, with regard to Xi and Putin, you know, obviously there are certain goals of Russia, certain goals of China that would align with the patriot community here in America, you know, outside influences, okay, because those same outside influences want to control Russia and China. But yes, I believe it's an oversimplification to simply say that, you know, Russia and China are 100% aligned, that, you know, those guys are good guys all day long, every day. Every single move, every single decision, every single policy that we see, it's all part of a larger game. And at the end of the day, Russia wants to be number one. China wants to be number one. We used to want to be number one, except now they want to turn over our sovereignty to a global governance organization. I think that that's where we most assuredly agree, is that Russia does not want to be ruled by some global one world order. China does not want to. But I think that China would absolutely be okay if they were heading up that one world order. I don't know about Russia necessarily. I think that Russia pretty much wants to be let alone at this time. But listen, we're at the end of the show.
Russia's obviously much more complicated than just that simple, right? But I mean, I'm just, and I understand the audience can be very divisive about this topic. It's like the old days with Mueller and Rosenstein and all the rest. I'm just asking you to open your mind to a bigger perspective and not allow your confirmation bias for rooting for Putin to miss something more perspective. It's been a lot of fun hanging out with you. I want to say a special much love and hello to everyone out there who has continued to help support me during a very difficult time in my life. Without all of you guys, I would not be able to get through this. I want to say much love and God bless you all. I hope you have a great evening. 5 Eastern, 4 Central for another edition of Uncensored Abe. Please open your mind to canceling your own confirmation bias and seeing all perspectives that are out there. God bless you all.
Absolutely. You know, one more thing. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, especially when you have a given task that you want to accomplish. But that doesn't mean that necessarily you're going to go to bed with them or have them over for dinner every night and everything's going to be hunky-dory. I'm not denigrating any particular world government, but I think it's important to remember that if the United States is going to be number one, somebody else is going to have to be number two. And that's not necessarily going to align with the goals of that number two nation. Okay, going over to the foxhole. Once again, thank you to Matt. Thank you to Toria. Matt also said, he said something to wash it down with. Nikki the Greek, appreciate that cookie. Darth Q369 says, where we go one, we go all. Worldwide, nothing can stop what is coming. A. Allen, God wins. Thank you for that can. Thank you, Matt, for the shades and the can. Woke and Walked says, I love Occam's Razor. Cozy Bear says, I love you guys. Just Duckies says, cheers to the start of Red October. Yeah, we are only a week in and things are heating up. Who cares? Says 07 Zach and Uncensored Abe. Shiny Moon says, thank you for all you do. Warrior Mima, thanks for the can and the shades and the cookie 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 and the cookie. Thank you very much. Warrior Mima, thank you for the fleet as well. Karenza says, so happy to see and hear you both. First show since Ian. Southwest coast of Florida, prayer warriors, please activate. Much love, fam. Thank you very, very much for being here, Karenza. I'm glad you're safe. Todd M. dropping the shades. Luann V. says, 32 days to go. Red wave. Yeah. Red Pill Ken. Good to see you. I met Red Pill Ken at the Ohio rally. It was super awesome. I was sitting there in the section next to the stage, and I'm just looking around, you know, and Ken sees me and he's like pointing at me, and I was like, is he looking at me? Because we had never met before, but it was awesome to meet you, Ken. He says, I shook hands with you in Ohio inside the MAGA rally event, and I hung out with Jared Majewski most of that day. It's super awesome. He says, Uncensored Abe, we've got Fetterman in Pennsylvania and downtown Lancaster. Too many mental slaves, lawns, you see Fetterman. We were talking about this on Tuesday, Ken, when, it's difficult to understand how people can look at Fetterman and his obvious aphasia damage from those strokes and imagine that they still want to vote for him. I mean, the man is a mess. He is one step away from Joe Biden. Just Duckies says, this war is so much bigger than borders. We are fighting against an all-encompassing enemy. I couldn't agree to you more. Just Duckies also says, Abe, have you read the Putin speeches? He preaches much of what we as awakened citizens of this world. He does. Yes. I absolutely agree. But to that point, although we align on certain things, to me, I think it's foolish to just make it a black and white issue. To me, it's always shades of gray. There are things that we can align on. There are things that we can work on together. But does that mean that Putin is, thinking about how best to elevate the American patriot? I don't think that that's right. The case. But he does want to destroy the New World Order. And on that, we can align on.
Yeah, if I could add to that.
Yeah.
This gets muddied. The waters get muddied here. President Putin cares about one thing: Russia, Mother Russia. Okay, that's it. So if you look at things from his perspective on how he's protecting his country and his citizens, and not personalize it to yourself, then okay, I can agree with you. The problem Americans have is that they look at things that Putin's doing for Russians as if they're doing them for Americans. President Putin does not care about you. Please get that through your thick skull.
Okay, and then finally, Just Duckies says, continuing on, are striving for. So what citizens of the world are striving for. Yeah, I absolutely agree, but, you know, Russia is the number one concern of the government of Russia. And then Filter Dog 1 says, keep pounding. And then, you know, here's what's going to happen. Hopefully, we are all going to destroy this global criminal organization known as the Deep State. And then at the end of the day, we can be the ones who build up a much better foundation for a much freer America, something more aligned with the intentions of our forefathers. And I hope that Russia can be a strong ally in the new world that we hope to create. But I think that Russia will always want Russia to be number one, just as the United States should always want the United States to be number one. But we got to get rid of these criminal human traffickers and the greedy criminal organizations that seek to suck the wealth, the riches, and the liberty out of the people of this nation. Let me go ahead and say one more time, congratulations to Matt1776 and his beautiful family for moving down here to sunny Florida. Let me release the scratching. It has been released, and here we go. You are back today at 4 p.m. Eastern. Abe? Can you hear me?
Oh, hi. You want to talk to me?
Yeah, I wanted to make sure
that you're picking fights with chat. I love you. Kat, I love you guys. The reason why I do these things is because I'm trying to get you to think more deeply about it and piss you off so that you question yourself about it. That's it. Okay. So we can agree to disagree. And it is much more complicated than just a 5-minute segment. With that, I want to say, I God bless you all. Thank you for allowing me on your show to give you a different perspective on topics that I think need to be talked about. I appreciate you all very much. Without you guys, I'm another veteran statistic. No joke. Without you guys, I am on the street, probably just another veteran statistic. I need your guys' help for another couple months. Without you guys, I don't know where I'd be right now. And with that, I want to say God bless you all. Thanks for having me back on, Zach. I look forward to it every single week.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. You guys, I'll be back later today with another episode of Red Pill News. Don't forget, I think I might be on 412's channel. I'm going to be starting working with 412 and Frank on Thursdays, with Brad Calogero Getz on Wednesdays, and with Patel Patriot on Monday. So we're going to have a full schedule here on Red Pill News going forward. Thank you very much for being here. I really appreciate y'all hanging out. Thank you once more, Abe, and good luck, and God bless. Got to take down these damn globalists.